Blog Talk Radio.
I really like that part. Don't try to stop us, because you know people be out there trying to stop you now. Come on. So good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, Coach Lil Lisa. I am back here, as I say sometimes, back bigger and better, back bigger and better. And what do we mean by that? Well, hey, listen, we ought to be getting and growing and developing and changing. And so in that sense, yes, we are bigger, bigger ideas, bigger dreams, bigger goals. And, speaking of goals, that's our topic for today. our topic for today, we're going to be talking about setting effective goals. So, you know, it's the beginning of the year, and a lot of people are traditionalists about certain things, and one of those certain things that a lot of people stick with tradition is that a new year signifies this new beginning, this new opportunity, this new time to try it again. Let's, you know, set some goals. Maybe you didn't reach the goals that you had last year or the year before that, or even for the past 10 years. Or maybe you were like me. How many of you were like me? You've gone about 30, 40 years in your life without really having any true effectiveness in your goal setting. Maybe you're one of those people that, like a friend I had, this friend would hit or miss with goals. Sometimes they set goals and they work, sometimes not. And sometimes when they work, it kind of gives you that false sense of effectiveness. But you didn't really have a strategy to it. You didn't really have a base. There was really no plan. You just kind of threw it up in the air and hoped that it would land in a good place. But you want to get past that. At some point, as motivated people, you know, hey, we're motivated. I'm motivated. So, yeah, I think I'm going to start hashtagging that on Facebook and Twitter. I'm motivated. You got to be motivated, baby. one of the co-hosts that we used to have on the show would say that, baby. So, yeah, you got to be motivated, baby. Because, no, you know, it's time for that. So goal setting is something that can certainly motivate you if you can set goals and actually achieve them. So, again, I just wanted to let you know that, and there's some other good things that are happening on the show. Call into the show, 347-945-7991. We stand ready to talk to you today, talk to you this morning. This is the Coach Lalisa Show, the morning show, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a lot of things coming up that we want you to be aware of. There are some things that you can get plugged into that will help you and assist you in your journey for success as you go through life on your journey for success. You know, God says, I'll give you the gospel of good success. And those of you who know, remember the book that I wrote, God's Plan for My Success. My very, very first book that I ever wrote. A woman just ordered the copy of it just yesterday. That book is still selling. I wrote that book 11 years ago to today. 11 years ago, I started writing that book, and in 21 days, it was written from start to finish. God's Plan for My Success. It was simple. It wasn't the easiest thing to write, but it was a simple concept because the Word of God, He says He knows the plans that He thinks toward us. And so God's plan, that's Joshua 1:8. Then he said, that's Jeremiah 29:11. And then Joshua 1:8, he says that he would give us the gospel of good success. And so I put success and plan together and says, whoa, and guess what? God has a plan for my success. Now, God has a plan for my success. That means He has a plan for your success. Because we were all created in His image, after His likeness. So I'm excited. I just get excited about so many things. You know, that's why I can't be down throughout the year, because there's only 365 days, and I have way more than 365 things that I could get excited about. So welcome to the show. Welcome to those of you who are tuned in from around the country, from across the world, or from across the street. Good morning and welcome to the show. I'm Coach Lalisa, and I want to talk to you about how to set effective goals. Now, if you've downloaded the sheet, then you've already got a preview of what I'm going to be talking about. So I'm going to be talking about the SMART goal system. It's the SMART goal system. And I have this super super duper easy way for you to remember this. Because a lot of times, if you're given some type of strategies or tips, or they could be hard or difficult to remember, whether you're in school or you started a new job, started a new business. Sometimes this could be hard to remember, but this is a simple. This system is so smart that they were smart enough to come up with a very simple system to not only to remember it, but also to apply it. And here's the problem with it. It's so simple that a lot of people know it. So probably if you were in a group of about 150 people, let's say a professional setting, and you were to ask the question, how many people here have ever heard of the SMART goal system? You may have 30% of the people may raise their hands, or maybe more. However, if you were to ask the question, how many of you actually apply the SMART goal system? Now you're talking something different. Now you're going to get probably less than 10%, we'll say, they're applying it. And then if you were to ask, okay, of those of you who have applied the system, what results did you get? What were your results? Okay, now you're talking about a whole nother segment, you may even go down much, much lower. You know, people may not even be able to state what they've gotten out of it. They may not even be able to say what the results are. Okay? So you gotta keep that in mind. When it comes to things like systems, people can say they know about them, but who's using them, and then what's the result that it's getting you? If you're not getting the result that was intended, then you might have to rethink, why am I using this? So we start with the fact that we know what the SMART goals are. We start there, but then we start with how are we going to apply them. So let me run them down. So hopefully you got the activity sheet. If not, you have time to go get that, and you can get the activity sheet for today's message at activitysheets.coachlalisashow.com. That's where you get the activity sheet. Why? Because I, as a coach and as a workshop leader and trainer, and well, even professor for that matter, it's my job to make sure that you learn whatever the lesson is. And one way that I've discovered that will assist our learning, and most professors know this and teachers know this, is that you write it down. And even the Word of God tells us to write it down and make it plain. So that's why I started doing the activity sheets, because the power, I mean, we've always done journaling. We've always talked about journaling. And for those of you who have been listening to the show for some time now, going back to some years, you know, in our intro, we said, get that pencil, get that paper, and get ready to write it down. So we've always encouraged people to do that because we understand the power of that. So get the activity sheet, write it down, because you can go back and look at it. But there's something in the writing. There's something in the writing and that connects with learning. Something with, because I guess it's that part of it that's like the kinesthetic type learning, where you're doing something. Because basically, if you're listening to a radio show, it's sort of like listening to a lecture. So you're just sitting there listening, and then there could be this disconnect because there's no interaction. Well, if you write, that will be your interaction. It's a miracle. That's why sometimes if you watch, certainly even Christian TV, sometimes if you watch those really big Christian programs, whether it's, you know, Dr. Creflo Dollar, whether it's Bishop T.D. Jakes, or whomever it is, whether it's, you know, Joyce Myers, Noel Jones, Joel Osteen's, if you notice that the people who are sitting there, they are taking notes. They are writing because that's that interaction. So that's why I started doing this, and I'm so glad that I did because, you know, to assist people. Yes, I was telling people to do it, but then I wasn't assisting them in doing it by providing you with the activity sheet. So go ahead on, and, you know, maybe one day we'll get, you know, to another level where we can actually, you know, do it a little bit different. But for now, this is how we do it. You go to that website. You can download the sheet for each and every day. I put it up usually the night before, so you might want to go there before you come to the show, you know, print it off or what have you. But so this system for setting goals is so very simple, but not so easy to apply. So it's a very simple. It's just five things that you have to do if you want your goal to be achieved. Five things that your goal must be. In other words, it's just like any other type of system. And in the country, we have the tax system. We have the healthcare system. There are all different types of. We have the educational system, what we have to go through, step one, step two, step three, step four, and then you'll be successful. Or even in our bodies, there is our, you know, digestive system, and there's our heart system, and different, you know, different systems that we have as well. So we understand systems. Well, this is the SMART goal system. So you're going to take your goal and run it through this system. Any goal you set, whether you set a goal to lose weight, whether you set a goal to make more money, whether you set a goal to get more customers for your business, you may set a goal to have a better relationship with your spouse and or your significant other and or your children or other family members. Relationships go far and wide. So I don't want to start naming relationships because they're endless. They're endless, the relationships that we have. The success of your company, the success of your business, your entrepreneurial training, any goal you might want to set for yourself to become a better person, to have a better, you know, a more powerful spiritual life. It doesn't matter which goal you set. You can use this system is applicable. And that's what makes it so smart. Makes it smart, and it's also very simple. So here are the five components of this system. And the first component of this system is that your goal has to meet the criteria of being specific. So on the first line, line one, or you, if you don't have the activity sheet, you can just use your own paper and then just number your paper down the vertically. Number your paper 1 through 5. So number one, it has to be specific. You want to state the who, what, when, where, and how of your goal. So if you say, for instance, you say, I want to lose weight, okay. But that's so general. It's so broad. How would you get started? Because it's not specific enough. Yes, you said, I want to lose weight versus I just want to look better. I mean, that's real general. What does that mean? But you need to attach some description to your goal. So I want to lose weight, so let's just say, to be more specific, just kind of narrowing it down, you may say, I want to lose 20 pounds. That's specific enough. I want to lose 20 pounds. But in terms of a goal, you need some other components before you can actually start working on losing that 20 pounds. Because if you just said that, then what? Okay, then what? So the goal, so the second thing is it has to be measurable. If you set a goal, it should be some way for you to measure that it's been achieved. So certainly, if you had just said, I want to lose weight, that wouldn't be good enough because it's not specific enough because you don't know how much weight. And the thing about weight with the 20 pounds, now that's easy. Now we can measure it. The goal should be measurable. 20 pounds we can measure because why? We can get on a scale. You could get on the scale initially before you start the weight loss program, and then you can get on, now you can measure if you've actually achieved that goal. But if you just say, I want to lose weight, how can you measure that? You can measure weight by a scale, but you have to have it to measure against something, so you would still need to state the pounds. But it's the same thing with let's just say you're on your job and you want to be better at customer service. You say, I want to be a better customer service rep. Well, how do you measure that? Some customer service companies measure success by the number of complaints or the number of complaints that are answered. But it would need to be some way. You would have to use some measuring tool, okay? So it needs to be measurable. The third thing it has to be is it has to be attainable. It has to be attainable, or you could say action-oriented, because ultimately if you're going to attain something, it's going to take action. So those words can kind of work together. So attainable, it should be something that you're able to take action on. So, for instance, if you say that your goal, you say, I want to lose weight, or I want to work out or something like that, and yet you've left no time in your day, you have left no time in your life to actually attain that. You say, oh, okay, I want to lose, 100 pounds. And you've left no time in your life or you've not got no plan to do it, how would you actually take action on it? So the goal has to be specific enough, measurable, and it has to be something that you can actually take action, that you can attain in order for you to go after it. Or you're just going to end up with a bunch of goals. You can set goals all day long, but if you don't have a way to reach them, you just have a bunch of goals that you never met. And that can typically leave people feeling not too great about themselves, because you know what? I set all these goals and I never reach them. It can lower a person's self-esteem, on the job, in an organization. It can lower the morale of your team if a lot of goals are set but never met. So you want to start setting goals, but you also want to have a way to meet that goal. And then the fourth thing is that the goal needs to be relevant. It needs to be relevant. Or another word we can place in there is realistic. How realistic is it for me to say at this point, I want to lose 100 pounds? That is not a realistic goal for me at any time. First of all, I would then look like a broomstick if I did lose 100 pounds. That would not be a good thing for me to lose. 20 pounds, yes. 30 pounds, yes. 100 pounds? No. So it has to be realistic. And then it has to be relevant. Is this something that is going to help my life? How's it going to help me? Losing 100 pounds would not be relevant for me. That would be no help to me at all. That would just not work. But losing 50 pounds possibly. No, not 50. That's probably too much. But a good 30, that would be very, very relevant for me. That would help my life, that would help me. First of all, it would save me a lot of money because I could then be able to reopen a wardrobe of clothes that I already have that I haven't been able to get into. So, you could think of it like that. Or you could use money and anything else. Now, the fifth and final thing that your goal needs to be, if it's going to be smart, is that it needs to be time sensitive. You need to attach some time to it, or some people say time bound. So you can look all this up on the internet. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know this. Like I say, a lot of people know about the SMART goal system, but how many people are doing it? Very few, very few. And then those who get a good results out of it, even fewer, because a lot of people don't go back to evaluate after they've applied something. They just take the result and go with it, as opposed to looking back to see, did this meet my goal? Did I meet the goal? Did I meet the goal? Did I see the goal? Or did I miss the point? And so it needs to be time sensitive. So again, if I was to say, wait, I'm going to lose 50 pounds by June. But wait a minute. Sounds great, right? Because we have the time there. But is that realistic? Is it realistic for me to lose 50 pounds by June? And this is January. That's less than 6 months. With my lifestyle, would I be able to do that? A person who doesn't like to go out to the gym, a person who doesn't like to not eat, chips and corn. You got to realize, is it realistic for you? What could be more realistic is to start walking every day. That's the action step. I could start walking every day. But is it realistic for me to go outside and walk when I live in New Jersey and it's freezing cold? That is not realistic because I'm not the one. However, some people are and everyone is different. But for me to say, okay, I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to just, you know, walk in place in my own home. You know, I'm going to do that, you know, 2 days a week. Just start small and work your way up. Try to set achievable goals, because then we'll want to achieve more goals. Yeah, when we set goals that we are able to achieve, then we want to set more goals that we're able to achieve. That is exactly the SMART goal system. And now you can share what SMART goal that, you know, you have, or if you have any question at all. I did put on the activity page a place there for people to state or ask a question. Okay, if you have a question or a comment that you would like to make, sometimes you don't get an opportunity to make it right there on the show for some reason, but I want you to know that you now can put your question right there on the page. Also, I want to share with you some upcoming, you can put a question or you can put a suggestion. Put it right there on the page. Don't forget, you can go and get the activity sheet. I've told you where you can get that from. It opens right in a PDF. So you can just click there and open a PDF right there on your computer. No special thing do you have to do. You don't have to put in an email address or any of that. You could just open it and you'll be able to look at it just as I'm doing right now. And so, as it says at the bottom of the activity sheet, how will you use the SMART goal setting system? What will you do with it? Let me know on Facebook. What will you use it for? And do you think that it'll be helpful? Do you think it's helpful to know the SMART goal setting? And if you've used it before, tell me how you used it and how it's worked for you. If you haven't used it, tell me how you're planning to use it, or tell me how you might use it or even would like to use it, and then if you have a question. But now I can definitely take your call, open up the phone line and take your call. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you. I know some people tuned into the chat room, and thank you for those who are up early in the morning. The good thing about coming on at 7 a.m., you don't have a whole lot of competition out there. So people can go to Blog Talk Radio, and they say, oh, I wonder who's on. So, but we have some good topics for you while you're getting your thoughts together and you want to chime in. I'll get ready to take your phone call. Just hit your number one key, the dial-in number 347-945-7991. Let me go on and tell you about a few of the shows coming up that we're very excited to tell you that'll be coming on all next week, and actually tomorrow's topic and all next week. So if you know anybody interested in these topics, please let them know. But tomorrow, Friday, we're going to be talking about some funding strategies that every entrepreneur should be using. And you should be using these. These are basic. If you're an entrepreneur and you're not using these, then I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how you're getting your funds. But definitely want to tune in for that. And then on Monday, we're going to talk about some startling sales secrets will be revealed to you. So we're going to reveal some startling sales secrets. I realize that I know these are problems that I suffered from for many, 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 many years as an entrepreneur. Sales, marketing, how am I going to do it? And so I finally cracked the code, finally. And I want to share that with you. On Tuesday, I'm going to come back and do the workshop that I did at Metropolitan Baptist Church, where I did Marketing Strategies Simplified. That's on Tuesday, 1:27. And there's also a free webinar for you. If you want to attend that free webinar, you can do that as well. So, yes, I'm ready to take your call before we go off the air. The time does go by fast. And we're forward to it. By the way, if there's any ebooks out there that I have that are free, then definitely the 21 Days to a Self-Fulfilling Life, that is still being offered free. It's not going to last. It's not going to last free, but for now, it is still free. You can download your copy. You're welcome to do that, but shortly that will go away. I I know. Can you believe it? It's been almost a year since I wrote that. But now I think I wrote that back in, like, maybe July or something like that. So it's been exciting. It's been exciting. I'm telling you, if you got a book inside of you, write it. Write it. I had a neighbor who recently said to me, her mom is, you know, she wanted my book. So anyway, it's exciting. I don't want to give it. It's a surprise. But it's been really, really great. So funding strategies that entrepreneurs should know. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for that show and tell anybody else that you know to tune in. We are almost out of time. If there are no comments or questions, don't forget, you can ask a question right there on Facebook throughout the day, throughout the week. Have a great, safe, and wonderful day, all day today. Have a powerful, powerful day. Again, I want to hear about your SMART goal system, and I want to hear about how you've already used this type of system. Did it work for you? What results did you get? What did you like about it? What did you not like about it? I know for me, initially it was very hard and difficult to try to use it, but then once I got used to it, it became easier. So I'm walking in, you know, one of those goals right now, and that's, you know, with my new job, that was a goal set. It was a goal set and achieved. It was a goal that I set through the SMART goal system, and I actually achieved it because the system does work. So there are other goals that I run through there. For those of you who are interested in attending my Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, is coming in August, so we are planning ahead. Please let me know that you want to attend, because if you were there last year, you know the room only holds so many, but when we want to pack it out this year, we want a standing room only, but we love having we would want the group large, but not too large. We do have vendors. We have about 35 vendors that will be there showcasing their products and services. We have training, workshops. It's powerful and it's awesome. It'll be at the Marriott Hotel, the new Marriott downtown Newark on Broad Street, easily accessible by train, bus, car, and the Newark Airport is not too far, so you can even fly in. It is happening over 2 days this year, Friday and Saturday. You can stay right there in a hotel. We do get a small discount if we stay there in a hotel. The Marriott, you can just tell them Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs, you're part of the group. And there's no particular group code, but if you have any challenges, you just can contact me and I will contact them. They've been knowing about this event since last August, the day after the event. I booked the next year, event. So they've been knowing about this, and it's going to be awesome. Friday, all-day workshops, all-day Friday, very powerful workshops to help entrepreneurs and women leaders. So we want to help you not only start a business, but if you're in business or if you work for a company or organization, we want to empower you with innovative and leadership strategies to help you lead. My sister brought out something last year that she developed and created. It called Lead the Light Way. So, you know, we're going to have her back. That's my twin. Absolutely love her. And she's powerful. Those of you who know, you've listened to her, you've heard her, Beverly Carter. So she will be doing her session again. Not the same topic, of course, because, you know, she'll do something different. For those of you who have attended before and you're like, why should I go again? Because you want to stay empowered. You want to stay motivated. You're motivated. You want to be around other motivated people. You want to come and motivate. You want to come and motivate and be motivated. So there are so many different things that are going on. I could tell you about more and more things. Oh, yes, I want to mention on air about a Valentine's Day event. It's happening on Saturday, February the 14th, Valentine's Day is a Saturday this year. It's going to be at the Priory in Newark. It's very inexpensive, $65 for the couple, which is great. It gives you dinner, a live entertainment. It is really going to be fabulous. I will be there, myself and my husband. It is Saturday night. I will give you more details about it tomorrow.
but this a woman I met in the post office. She's an entertainment events specialist. She's putting on this event, a very, very powerful situation. So for those lovers out there who are looking for something to do, this would be a great opportunity for you. Yes, it is a Valentine's Day lovers affair. So tomorrow, be here, be ready. I'll have the activity sheets ready for you tonight. Wow, they're going to be ready late, though, because I have a program at work today, and it's going to keep me there probably until around 10 p.m. So you pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Have a great day. Go out there. Make someone's day. But whatever you do, make your own day and stay motivated. God bless. This has been the Coach Lalisa Show. And as we close, let's listen to some more empowerment. It's time to be empowered. It's time to go out. Knock them down. Some motivational knockout. Boop, boop. Gonna win today. You a winner. You are powerful, mighty, and strong. You're an army all by yourself. There's nothing that can stop you. Because there ain't no stopping you now. You know why? Because you're already on the move. You know, the theory, there's a theory that says that an object that's in motion stays in motion. Yeah. So you're already in motion. You're already in action. All you have to do is just keep moving. Don't stop. Don't stop. Because, see, it's been far too long that you got going. And now that you got going, just keep going. That's right. Because we're moving on. We're moving on. We're moving on. And you got to let people know that you're moving on. When people try to bring negativity to you, you let them know. I don't live there no more. You got the wrong address. I've moved on. Moved on and moved up. So, there ain't no stopping you now. I know it. Oh, yes. Got that move. Got that groove. Oh, don't deny it. That's right. That's right. Accept it. Accept it. This is your charge. Get it done today. Get it done today. Woo! That right there will motivate anybody. I love this song. I don't know why they don't play it more. Yeah, they ought to play it in schoolhouses every morning before the children go off to class, especially in high school. Especially in high school. There's a lot of high school students. They don't know how to be motivated. They don't understand that motivation is powerful. Yeah. Got to get motivated, y'all. All right, God bless.